All right, let's talk trash.
Okay.
Well, not just any trash. The stuff we walk all over. Literally. You ever think about what happens to your roof when it gets replaced?
Not really.
All those asphalt shingles, they gotta go somewhere, right?
Right.
Get this. Millions of tons of that stuff ends up in landfills every year.
Yeah.
Just mountains of old shingles.
Yeah, I could see how that would be a problem.
But what if, and this is where it gets interesting, what if instead of filling up landfills, those old shingles could be turned into something valuable.
Like what?
Like, say, oil.
Oil from shingles. Okay, now you've got my attention.
That's what we're diving into today. We're talking Sky Quarry.
So, no more dumping grounds for our old roofs.
That's the idea. They've developed a way to take those discarded shingles and recycle them.
Sounds promising. But is this just a feel-good idea, or can they actually make it work on a larger scale?
That's the million-dollar question, right? And to be honest, when I first heard about it, I was skeptical. But they're not just talking about recycling. They're talking about recovering valuable resources that would otherwise be lost.
Okay, I'm intrigued. What kind of resources are we talking about here?
We're talking usable oil, a hot commodity these days, wouldn't you say?
Definitely.
And get this, they're claiming a material recovery rate of up to 95%.
95%. So they're pulling nearly everything usable out of these old shingles. How's that even possible?
That's where their proprietary technology comes in. EcoSolve.
EcoSolve, huh? Yeah. All right, break it down for me. How does this technology actually work?
So imagine this. You have a giant vat of a special solvent, and in go the old shingles. The solvent works its magic, separating the valuable materials like oil and aggregates from the unusable bits.
Okay, that makes sense, but what about the solvent itself? Isn't that creating more waste?
That's the ingenious part. They can actually capture and reuse that solvent, minimizing waste and making the whole process incredibly efficient.
So it's like a closed loop, minimizing environmental impact while maximizing resource recovery.
Exactly. They're not just talking about sustainability. They're actually doing it, and doing it in a way that makes business sense. It's like they've cracked the code on how to be both environmentally responsible and profitable.
I'm starting to see why this is so intriguing. It's one thing to have a great idea, but it's another to have the right people who can actually make it a reality. So who are the brains behind this operation?
All right, let's meet the team.
Well, at the top, you've got Tom Sickle, the CEO.
Okay, what's his story?
This is a guy who's been in the roofing industry for over 40 years. 40 years.
So he knows a thing or two about asphalt shingles.
He's seen it all from the inside out. Owens Corning, GAF. He was even at NEI. Decades of experience dealing with this stuff day in and day out.
So he knows firsthand how big of a problem shingle waste really is.
Exactly. And probably just how much potential value is just sitting there in landfills.
Yeah.
But it's not just him. Jennifer Stanley, their head of marketing.
Okay, what's her deal?
She's not just about selling a product. You can tell she's really passionate about sustainability. You know?
I like that.
She's been involved in environmental initiatives for years, sees this as a natural progression.
So they've got the experience, the passion, but can they actually pull this off? I mean, it all sounds great on paper.
Well, that's the million-dollar question, isn't it? Scaling up an operation like this, going from, like, proof of concept to nationwide impact, that takes serious investment.
Investors are going to want to see results.
Exactly. And a clear path to profitability. And it's not just about the money. They need a steady supply of those used shingles to fuel their whole operation.
Right. So how are they going to get enough shingles to make this whole thing work?
Well, they've launched this thing called their offset program.
Offset program. Okay, I'm listening.
So imagine you're a homeowner. You're about to replace your roof.
Been there?
With this program, you can offset the environmental impact of that project by making sure your old shingles go to Sky Quarry for recycling.
So instead of those shingles ending up in a landfill, they get turned into usable oil and other materials. I like it.
It's a win-win. And it's smart marketing, right?
Totally. They're tapping into that growing consumer demand for sustainable options.
And speaking of smart moves, get this. They're going public.
Whoa, really? Going public? That's a bold move.
NASDAQ listing under the ticker SKYQ.
Wow. Okay, so they're serious about this. Going public, that's a whole other level of scrutiny.
It's a sign of confidence, though, don't you think? They're putting themselves out there, showing the world they're in it for the long haul. It's not just about making a quick buck.
It sends a message to other companies, too.
Exactly. Sustainable waste management, it's not just a niche market anymore. It's the future.
It's inspiring, honestly. But let's bring it back down to earth for a minute. Why should someone who's not in the roofing business care about any of this?
That's the big question, isn't it? And it's a good one. It's because Sky Quarry's story, it's bigger than just shingles.
Okay, I'm listening.
It's about proving that there's value in things we used to just throw away.
You're saying one person's trash is another person's treasure?
Exactly. But they're not stopping there. Sky Quarry, I mean. They're encouraging other industries to follow their lead.
So they're like, hey, we found a better way. Come join us.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. It's not about just copying their technology. It's about changing how we think.
Moving away from that old take, make, dispose mentality.
Right. Towards a circular economy where waste is seen as a resource. And they're proving it can be profitable.
Which is huge, because at the end of the day, businesses need to see that bottom line.
And that's where their leadership comes in. I mean, these aren't just suits following spreadsheets.
No, we're talking to people like Tom Zickel, who's been pushing for this for decades. And Jennifer Stanley, she's got that genuine passion.
Yeah, you can tell they actually believe in what they're doing. Mm. And that matters more and more these days.
It's of that authenticity, right?
Consumers can sniff out a phony a mile away.
Yeah.
They can tell when a company's just jumping on the sustainability bandwagon.
And when they see a company like Sky Quarry walking the walk.
It makes a difference. Makes you want to support them.
It's a good reminder that we as consumers, we have power.
Every dollar we spend, it's a vote. So next time you're making a choice between a company that's all about profit.
And a company that's trying to make a positive impact.
Remember Sky Quarry.
Remember, it is possible to do well by doing good.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
And that's a wrap on Sky Quarry, a company taking something as ordinary as an old roof.
And turning it into a symbol of a more sustainable future.
Love it. We hope you enjoyed this deep dive. Until next time, stay curious, everybody.